This is the Talk Show America Show.
And welcome one and all to the Talk Show American. JR here with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it, folks. Today is April Fool's, April 1st, 2022, April Fool's Day. However, the stories you're going to hear today are not an April Fool's joke. The names have not been changed because the people in these cases are certainly not innocent by any stretch of the imagination. So, without further ado, folks, we'll get into some of these stories that we're going to talk about on today's episode, because the story of the laptop from hell, the continuing saga, is continuing to go on. And now we are getting more people, folks. This is the Hunter Biden laptop story. We're getting more media, mainstream media, that is jumping on board this story. This, in my opinion, spells trouble for, obviously, Hunter Biden, but also possibly Joe Biden, because now there are also Democrats within the party that are starting to speak out a little bit and starting to talk about concerns about Joe Biden, most likely his cognitive ability and things of this nature. So I think as this laptop story keeps coming out, because now it's been, we remember the New York Times reported it as finally is being true. Since then, CNN has jumped on board. The Washington Post has jumped on board. CBS News has jumped on board this story and starting to bring it out. In my opinion, this signals one thing. They know that they can't, contain the story forever. And the fact is that right now, probably these people, these two figures, Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, are the expendables. I think that's where this is possibly going, because obviously, if you've listened to any of the speeches that Joe Biden has given lately, certainly there's a lot of questions about the things that have been said, where the White House has had to walk it back, and other things of this nature, where he gets into his word salads or whatever you want to call them, where he just seems to go off in a different direction. So I think this is becoming more apparent as people watch these things. And now with the laptop story coming out, I think a lot of Democrats are getting nervous. Where the gas prices are to continue to climb, they're getting nervous. The economy, the inflation is rising. The economy is basically not in good shape. I think a lot of Democrats are starting to realize, especially with the midterms coming up, that this is not a good look for them, and they're starting to realize that they're going to have to do something. And the Hunter Biden laptop, folks, may be their saving grace, believe it or not, because there's a lot on this that points to, obviously, Hunter and his business partner in their dealings with Burisma, and also the possibility, and a very good possibility, that Joe Biden himself was involved in a lot of these dealings. Senator Grassley and Senator Johnson the other day spoke in front of Congress in regards to connections that they proved and showed that Hunter Biden and his partner had with the Chinese firms who have links to the Chinese government. So there's a lot of things here that are coming out, and they're coming out rapidly now versus where it was just a slow drip, drip, drip. You're starting to see more of the mainstream news media starting to jump on board this thing because, number one, they know that they weren't going to be able to contain it forever. So what happened here is Now they're looking at damage control. CNN the other day came out with some admissions on this, and I think a lot of it is because they want to try to get ahead of it because they realize this thing's going to come pop up its rear and rear its ugly head faster than they thought it would. There's certainly indications out there that Hunter Biden will be indicted for exactly for what crimes we'll have to see. There was something about his taxes at one time. Those taxes have been paid, but there were other things that were going on, like the lobbyist issue where he was not a registered foreign lobbyist, things of this nature, folks. So these are types of things that could be going on. We'll have to gain more access to the information and to be able to substantiate what charges could be coming out of this. But there is speculation that he's going to be indicted. Jesse Waters himself from Fox News came out and said that he has a source that says that Hunter Biden's going to be indicted. I mean, my opinion is it's probably going to be true. What, though, he's going to be indicted for is the question. So the crimes depends upon what crimes they believe he committed. And don't remember, an indictment is only basically saying there's probable cause to charge this man. And then from there they can charge him. It's not a, proof beyond a reasonable doubt situation. And as many people say, and you've heard this probably a million times, you can indict a ham sandwich if you do it right. So, but it's going to remain to be seen, where this goes. And if the Democrats are getting nervous, folks. The other story that's not related to the Russian Hunter Biden laptop is that Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee have been fined by the Federal Elections Commission for the fake dossier. They lied about the information on the fake dossier. Now, they've been fined for this. Now, this is certainly a story that has come up just recently that shows again the situation with the Russian information hoax, where they tried to say that the president, President Trump was being groomed by the Russians, all this other stuff, the dossier. This all now, folks, has been rearing its ugly head too since the Mueller report, which basically said that they could not find any connection to the president or the Russians per se. And they couldn't find any of this information, at least not to be able to charge the president with anything. At the time, President Trump. So this dossier, they funded it, but they never they lied about it. Okay, so that's what's happening here. The Federal Elections Commission is now fining them, both the DNC and Hillary Clinton, for lying about funding of the debunked Russian dossier. Now, there is a story today, and I didn't get a chance to grab it off the mainstream news media feed because I get these all the time to try to see what's going on. But there's a story today that talks about this, the fact that they were fined, the DNC and Hillary Clinton. However, it goes on to say, and this is the mainstream news media for you, folks. It goes on to say, but the author of the Steele dossier is cleared. Folks, the author of the Steele dossier was not part of Hillary Clinton's campaign. They paid this man. They paid this man to get for the information. He produced the dossier and gave it to them. They're the ones that lied to the Federal Elections Commission about the funding for this. That's what they're fined about. It doesn't say that the author of it. It doesn't prove that the author of the Steele dossier, which is Christopher Steele, is absolved of any wrongdoing. Now, I don't know what possible, if there's anything going to come out of that, probably not. I mean, I think that maybe the president, President Trump, could sue him for you know, for defamation of character, things of this nature. But as far as the FEC is concerned, they're not concerned with him. They're concerned with the campaign, Hillary Clinton's campaign, of course, the Democratic National Committee, which is obviously who runs the campaigns as well. This fine is because they lied about the funding. So beware when you read this on the, you know, the mainstream news media, or you hear it on there, and they make this statement. They're making a statement to make it sound like, well, there's nothing wrong with the dossier. It's just that they lied about the funding. Well, the dossier has been proved to be debunked, and that's the whole point, folks. So it still doesn't make the dossier true, and it certainly doesn't absolve the author of the dossier from any wrongdoing. If there is any wrongdoing, I guess that will come out. As far as, you know, maybe there's going to be a civil lawsuit. Remember, you don't, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a crime, but it could be a civil lawsuit in regards to things like defamation, things of this nature. So when they try to say this, and they will, they'll try to keep saying it because this is what they do. They try to get you because they think, well, they, you know, these people aren't going to know. We're just going to say this to the lawyer. See, they got fined for lying about it, but they didn't do anything to Christopher Steele. Well, Christopher Steele was not part of the Clinton campaign. It's as simple as that. Christopher Steele was not part of the Democratic National Committee. It's as simple as that. So it doesn't clear the author. It merely says that obviously he's not being fined because he's not part of the campaign. It's as simple as that. But the mainstream news media wants you to think that now that they're putting this in there, well, he wasn't charged with anything. He wasn't fined. He's not part of the campaign, folks. He isn't. You know, he was an independent contractor paid by the campaign. But he's the campaign itself is the ones that are responsible for lying about the funding. And that's what they were fined for. Because they tried to bury the funding and pretend that, oh, we didn't pay for this. But they did. And they found out that they lied. So, you know, first of all, if they're lying about that, what else are they lying about? We've always known they've lied. But this is where this story lies with the mainstream news media making that. And if I can find that article, you know, I'll post it in the show notes so you'll see what I'm talking about, how they try to sway this a little bit. So, well, yeah, they shouldn't have lied about where the funding, but, you know, the author's cleared, so it's all set. The Steele dossier is all set. No, it's not, folks. It's still debunked. Okay? It's not. Because they got fined and he didn't means nothing. Hillary's the campaign. Hillary Clinton's campaign is her presidential campaign, and the DNC basically controls this, so therefore they're involved as well. They knew what happened here, and they still lied about it. So they're fined because of that, and they should be. So when you see that story, if it comes out, or if you hear it on the news media or anything else, be advised that it's not true that you know that the author of the dossier is cleared. He's not cleared. He's just not part of the campaign, so he wasn't fined. It's as simple as that. So whatever happens later on, I mean, not much has happened with it anyway, so I don't think that's ever going to go anywhere now. It's debunked. That's been proven, and that's it. But at some point in time, I don't know, as I said, I don't know what else might come out of this, but that's the mainstream news media just trying to distract you, to get you to think, well, yeah, look at this. See, yeah, they didn't bother with him, so it must be something to it. It's just crap. But this is what they try to do. They're not saying that right outright, you know, that he had nothing to do with. What they're trying to get you to believe is that, well, he's in the clear. So maybe there's still something to this, which is just, as I said, it's just bunk. It's been debunked. It's all over with as far as that's concerned. So this is a big this is a big story too, folks, because for the longest time, we know that there was, denial from the Clinton campaign. And here we are. The FEC is not going to fine you if you did not violate the rules and regulations. They lied about the funding of the Steele dossier, and this is why they got fined. So this clearly comes out and says, yes, they did something wrong, the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee. So here we are, folks, with this this situation coming out in the news at the same time as Hunter Biden's laptop. So a lot of this stuff is starting to spill out. And I think a lot of it is because they realize that Joe Biden is, you know, he's starting to lose a lot of support amongst Democrats, period. And I think that the chickens are going to come home to roost here. All right, we're going to be right back, folks, in a few minutes. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels, plus rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead, be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-932-2942. 800-932-2942. 800-932-2942. That's 800-932-2942.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
You're listening to the Talk Show America Show.
All right, folks, we're back here on the Talk Show America Show. Welcome, one and all. We certainly appreciate you listening very much, folks. We're going to continue on. We're talking today about the continuing saga of the laptop from hell, the Hunter Biden laptop. And as we said earlier, the mainstream news media is now trying to get ahead of this. So you got CNN, the Washington Post, you've got CBS News, you've got almost all of these news media companies now coming out and talking about the Hunter Biden laptop with the assertions that there's truth to these allegations. There's some truth to these allegations. If they're not coming right out and saying it, they're certainly suggesting it, and this is where part of the problem lies for us when in our part of this conservative media. We've been talking about this for a while, and the mainstream news media just has been leaving it alone because they were hoping that this would just blow over. Remember, back last year, and during the election time, this was debunked. They tried to debunk this. They tried to say this isn't true. It's Russian disinformation. Now, all of a sudden, the mainstream news media is talking about the Russian disinformation. It's, disinformation that they claimed it was. Now they're talking about it in a realm of, hey, this laptop, and like no one ever heard of it before this. This is how they're bringing a lot of it out. They figure if they get on board, they're going, oh, yeah, there must be something to this because the mainstream news media is talking about it now. Well, last year there was something to it, and the mainstream news media wasn't saying anything except it was Russian disinformation. Now, all of a sudden, they've woken up, I guess, or whatever you want to say. And, they've it's come to light. They've seen the light. They suddenly understand that the information might be true. And, CNN admits that Hunter Biden was trading on his father's name to make a lot of money. There's video on this all over the place. You can find it at the Gateway Pundit. .com. There's lots of stuff, folks, on this laptop. So it's things are heating up here, and it certainly is beginning to show up in different places, as I said, where you normally wouldn't think that you would find this stuff. The story you'd usually find it in the conservative media, but now they're jumping on board. And my opinion is that even like CNN, they're trying to hop on board the laptop from hell train so they can later claim that they were covering the story all along. You know, so things in this case where I see so many of these mainstream news media outlets finally coming forth with this story, I think things may be going south for Hunter and Joe. I really do. I think that they're not looking well. And I think there's a lot of manipulating going on right now, and probably within the DNC too, where they're trying to think, yeah, what are we going to do now? Because this story's coming out. They see that Joe Biden is having cognitive problems in these speeches and interviews. And matter of fact, there's a poll out there, folks, where there's a lot of concern about these very issues. There's a poll out there right now that says most want a brain test for both Biden and Pelosi. The Washington Examiner the other day was speaking about this. And the polls out there, 58% say a cognitive test, that's what they want to see for both of these people. 55% say that they don't even think Biden is going to make it his whole term. So it's kind of amazing to see, because this is a poll of a general poll of the people. That's a lot, folks. It follows a series of, this poll follows a series of apparent flubs by the president. The last being a flip flop on calling for the ouster of the Russian president Putin. He had things written on a note card, what to say and what not to say. It's just amazing that he's even with the notes, he's goofing it up all over the place. So, according to the poll of 1,000 voters, they found a similar call for a cognitive test for Pelosi. 61% want Pelosi to take the test and release the results. So this is amazing, folks. It really is. I mean, it's part of what's been going on here. So as I said, I think you're starting to see that the mainstream news media is beginning to cover these stories because they realize that the chickens have come to roost. Now, before this, folks, the mainstream news media, NBC, CBS, ABC, hadn't mentioned Hunter Biden in 259 days, according to a recent study. So all of a sudden, out of nowhere, after this study comes out, Things start changing. They start talking about this on a regular basis. They're coming out with these stories, and they're starting to drip it out a little bit. I think they started that way, drip, 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 just slowly. But now they're starting to talk about it on a regular basis. And this is you're beginning to see CNN, the Washington Post, of course, the New York Times started this all with their article where they buried the confirming the existence of the laptop way down, but it was still in there. But now the other ones, CBS, CNN, you know, as I said, the Washington Post, a few others, are coming out with these stories. It's going to be interesting to see in the next couple of weeks, maybe even days, who knows, exactly what's going to happen. If there's, you know, an indictment or if there are indictments coming, and I think it'll be on more than one charge. Some people think it's only going to be able to taxes. I don't think so. I think there's going to be the possibility of tax fraud. Certainly the not registering as a foreign lobbyist, since Burisma has no U.S. Subsidiaries, they can't operate from that subsidiary and avoid that. So that wasn't done, and it was brought up to him on several occasions. So, and according to CNN, the federal investigation into Hunter's crooked business dealings is very real, very substantial investigation of potentially serious federal crimes. And there's a realistic chance that this could result in federal charges. Well, I think that could be true. Just, you know, exactly what that will be will remain to be seen. But it's amazing, folks. It really is, because, like I said, up until even a few months ago, this was considered to be, oh, that's, you know, that's just Russian disinformation. It's the Republicans, you know, they were trying to hurt Joe Biden's chances of getting elected. This is what most of this was talked about. But now it's all coming out to be true, as much as most everything that the president has talked about, President Trump, has come out. It's amazing, and we're gonna have to see what happens. But we're going to keep an eye on this and see what's going on. Just checking the time here, folks. I just find out it's amazing, and the story about the FEC fines, for Clinton doesn't look good there either. And these people are starting to get, in my opinion, the mainstream news media is going to start thinking about throwing them to the wolves. Stay tuned, because you don't know what's going to happen here. I'm just trying to find it. It was a story I was looking for, and now all of a sudden I can't find it. But anyway, let's talk a little bit today about something else I want to talk about, is right now the economy. And there are plenty of things out here about this, and it's just amazing right now. There's some things that are not being reported by the mainstream news media, folks, at least not right out in the open. But let me go with this first of all. I know everybody right now probably is having a hard time with the gas prices. Food prices are crazy. And now inflation has just gone so crazy, folks, that according to Bloomberg now, Americans need to budget an extra $5,200 a year to cover inflation. That's about $433 a month for the average American. Now, this is just getting out of control, seriously out of control. They're talking about the possibility of food shortages. They're talking about the possibility of, obviously petroleum shortages, and so much that the president has released 1 million barrels, is going to be released 1 million barrels a day from the strategic oil reserves. But it's just getting out of control. I don't know how a family is going to be able to make it anymore. It's just amazing, because inflation before this, folks, I think was about one. It was around 1.5% for the past four decades. It would hover at. But now Americans need to brace for steep inflation. And they got to be prepared to shell out an additional $5,200 for food, energy, and housing, which comes out to an extra approximately $433 a month per household. It's just, I don't know. Here in this this current state of the economy. It's just crazy. People, they can't afford to keep paying these things. And it's beginning, I think, to take a toll on the president's poll numbers and also the poll numbers of the Democrats in general. This is probably why the mainstream news media is starting to gear up on the Hunter Biden laptop, because this takes away from your looking at the budget, you know, the inflation and things of this nature and the gas prices. So they're gearing up this story because I'm going to tell you right now, he's expendable, and probably so is the big guy if the time comes, because I think they're just really having a hard time with all of the gaffes that he's been making and things of this nature, where people are starting to speak out, as I showed you in that poll. There are, you know, the Americans and the majority of Americans want Pelosi and Biden to take a cognizant test, because they're like, this is ridiculous. It's like, you know, both of them talk. I mean, yeah, there was a story there. That's what I wanted to mention too. And I'm glad I said that, because I'll get myself over to it as soon as possible. Got to jump up here. When I do the show, folks, this is not scripted. I do find the stories and I have them there so I can refer to them, because you can't remember everything. But you know, I don't script it. So sometimes you're going to get an R and O, or, you know, I don't like doing that, but you just get to the point where there's, you know, you're trying to find the story. So you're kind of trying to wing your conversation until then. This is what I wanted to talk about too. This is so comical. It's totally ridiculous. It's funny. It would be funny. So when we get back from the break, folks, we're going to talk about the story about Nancy Pelosi just recently, where now she's talking about how can the gas prices be so high in California. I just want to know what the heck she was doing for the past few years. Was she like sleeping and just woke up? It's like Rip Van Pelosi. We're going to talk about this when we get back from the break, folks, in a few minutes here on the Talk Show America show. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is a national healthcare alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. Toll free at this number. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pair of diabetic socks as our special gift to you. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and have insurance, you may qualify to get free delivery of your supplies.
800-873-1096. 800-873-1096. 800-873-1096. That's 800-873-1096.
My daughter Brinley is here at St. Jude. Coming here was literally life or death, and it was so scary. But St. Jude is fighting for one goal, like this one mission, life. And that gave us hope. We haven't received a single bill from St. Jude, so I really can just focus on what's best for Brinley.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Liberal enemy number one. JR heard here.
On the radio.
Radio.
Talk Show America. No political correctness here.
All right, folks, and we're back here on the Talk Show America. JR here with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it. Very much indeed. And on this April Fool's Day, this is not an April Fool's story, folks. Believe me when I tell you, this is an actual, true story. And I'm going to get to this in a second with Pelosi. apparently, according to the Western Journal, Nancy Pelosi expressed shock recently about the high gas prices in California, saying, how could this be? It's comical, because it's like, where has she been? I mean, what is, this woman is just now. This now. This story was from yesterday, the 31st. She expressed shock. She expressed shock and indignation on gas prices in California in a Thursday news conference. I mean, it's comical to say the least. Because where has she been all this time? She doesn't know that the cost of fuel across the United States, never mind just in California, but California is probably one of the worst. She says it costs a lot of money in California. If you can drive around California and see the cost, you think, how could this be? I'm like, where has she been? This isn't a joke, folks. This is not an April Fool's joke. This is her making this comment. It's like, where have you been, Nancy? You know, have you been asleep at the switch for the past year and a half, whatever it is? Where have you been? You know why the gas prices are high. But now all of a sudden she's going to express this outrage or this shock and try to fool people into thinking, whoa, geez, now that Nancy Pelosi knows about this stuff, maybe things will change. That's crap. She knew about it in the first place, folks. She doesn't care about the high gas prices because she probably doesn't have to worry about it. You know, she's, you know, I'm sure she doesn't even drive anymore. And, you know, she's got money to pay for it even if she does, or, you know, her husband or whoever. Just, it's comical because there's nothing else you can say. After all the things that have been going on, all the talk about the economy, inflation, you know, high gas prices, you know, people paying, you know, having now to pay $5,200 more a year, $433 a month, which is a lot of family, a household, for the average American family. That's a lot of money. And she comes out with this shock and indignation. Now she's saying she's urging against solving the gas crisis by producing more domestic energy. Of course, she's making this stupid comment now, which makes no sense. You know, this is what they want anyway, folks. They want to get away from the fossil fuel. This is exactly why a lot of this is happening. A lot of this is manufactured by them, trying to use Russia as to blame all the Russian war, and you know, we stopped using petroleum from Russia. So that's, folks, the cost was high before we stopped using the petroleum from Russia. So that's crap. But again, you know, you come back to this same stories. See, she's doing the same thing, blaming the skyrocketing prices on Vladimir Putin and Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. The prices were going up before that. So this is what they do. But her shock and indignation is what makes me laugh. How could this be? Like, she just woke up yesterday and discovered, she drove by a gas station and saw the price in California and was in shock. It's shocking. No wonder people wanted them to have a cognitive test. I mean, this is a classic example. If she truly did not know, something's wrong with this woman. It's all over the news, even if she didn't go out and see it herself. Does she listen to her constituents? They're complaining about it all the time. You can't blame them, the high prices in California for gas. So it's comical, to say the least. And like I said, it's not an April Fool's story. So, it's just crazy, folks, because the story here, you know, it's like she's so shocked. I mean, I have to laugh when I do this. If you follow me on Twitter, and by the way, you can follow me on Twitter. It's, twitter.com/talkshowamerica. Or if you just go up to Twitter, you can do a search and Talk Show America will be there. I posted this and I have a big laughy face and finger pointing down towards the story that Nancy Pelosi expresses shock at California gas prices. How could this be? I put down here, I says, what did she just wake up from? A 20-year nap? Rip them Pelosi. That's all I can say, because It just, but, you know, it's amazing that she says this. Like, I mean, anybody that knows what's going on is probably saying the same thing. Where's this woman been? You know, it's like, this is not new. These gas prices have been out of control for a while. And, you know, it's comical. There's just no other way out of it. And it's not an April Fool's joke. It's amazing. It's an actual story that's made. Of course, part of this is now, I don't know if she just figures, well, people won't realize, you know, how cuckoo it is. So, you know, when I say this, to be like, oh my God, I didn't realize the prices were this high. You know, we're going to have to do alternative energy and we're going to have to do it right away. And I mean, I think part of this is what they're trying to do is to scare people into thinking that we have to jump onto this alternative energy right away. Because look at, you know, look how high the prices are. It's just another way for the left to try to push the green agenda type thing. Now, listen, as I said before, and I'll say this again, I'm not against alternative energy and things of this nature, and you know, getting there, that will be fine if we're doing this. But we shouldn't be doing this at a rapid pace where it's going to cost, you know, an exorbitant amount of money to do this, folks, because we're just going to abandon petroleum and basically jump right into this green alternative energy. What did Buttigieg say there a couple of weeks ago? Well, you can just buy an electric car if you don't like the prices of gas. You got an electric car that costs $56,000 to $60,000. Who's got that to buy that? And now you're going to have to, what are you going to do with your gas guzzler, if you want to call it that? What are you going to do with that? Who's going to buy it at some point in time if obviously they're not going to be using it? The only people that might buy it are people that, you know, collectors or something. And I don't think you're going to have an overabundance of it. I don't think you're going to have to worry about that being get much money for those cars unless you got a rare one. It's as simple as that. So economically, it's not good to just decide, okay, we're not going to do this anymore. This is what we're going to do, and this is what you're going to have to do. We have to go into this gradually, folks. And we've done this gradually over the years. And anybody that tries to tell you that we haven't, they don't know what they're talking about. Because a long time ago, I want to say a long time ago, let's put the 60s, when they started coming out with a lot of these pollution regulations and things, things have changed. The gas mileage in cars has gotten much better. The pollution is a lot less. The cars burn cleaner. They burn more efficient. They're lighter, so they don't require as much fuel to run. The electronics in the cars now burn the fuel more efficient, so that they burn cleaner. So there has been things that have been done that have changed, but these were gradual things, folks. They weren't done overnight. They weren't like, okay, tomorrow this is what you got to do. They changed them. Okay, in 2 or 3 years you have to do this. In 2 or 3 years you have to do that. So, you know, I have no problem with us gradually going, you know, moving over to the electric car side and things of this nature. I have no problem with that. I don't. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that we shouldn't be doing it right off the bat. Okay, this is what you got to do. This is some things that like AOC and a few of these people want to do because they have no patience. They don't realize these things take time to change. So, you know, when they accuse us of being, you know, anti-climate change and all this stuff, folks, we're not saying, you know, that pollute away, who cares? That's not what any of us are saying. What we're saying, though, is they're making it sound worse than what it really is. And we have, you know, we can gradually change these things over time. Windmills have been going up, things, but then you're finding out things about those things, too. These alternative forms of energy are not always, the big savior thing. The windmills have been problems because they can't recycle those blades yet, things of that nature. It's been causing problems with flocks of birds where they've been getting killed by these and or kept away from certain areas because of them. So there's a lot of environmental impact from them, too. It's not a cure-all. And this is the thing. You know, this, you know, battery operated cars, you know, the electric cars, they're not a cure all because there's not a lot of, there's, you know, just more electric stations out there now, but they have a limited, mileage. And of course, you know, so gasoline powered cars at some point in time, But folks, if you run out of electricity on the highway, you can't get a 5-gallon can, go to the gas station and come back. You know, you're going to have to get towed, or I'm imagining at some point in time they're going to have vehicles that can come and charge your vehicle, you know, on the side of the road, at least to get it to a charging station. I'm sure they'll come up with that. But, you know, right now, if there's anything like that, it's very few and far between. So we have to start gearing ourselves towards this. So, but I think this is part of a little stunt that Pelosi's pulling to try to push us a little bit more towards the green. But it was just, I thought it was comical, and I just wondered where she's been, you know. And I think more and more now that you're talking about this, it looks to me like maybe, just maybe, that, you know, the people that said that she needs, her and Biden need cognitive tests, I think probably more right on the money. It's, you know, it's just amazing to me that she more or less is acting like she just found this out. So it's amazing. One other story that came out that's kind of buried, the mainstream news media is not really, you know, talking about this too much, but that U.S. unemployment claims have risen by 14,000. Now, you know, I mean, they don't want to talk about this because, you know, this it goes against what they are trying to do for Biden. But yeah, that's something that's just come up. That was the ending on March 26th. They just found this out. And also, there are now, folks, a whopping amount of voters who think that Biden should resign if the gas prices go any higher. A majority of likely voters, they're feeling the pain, folks, at the pumps. And for energy prices, oil, I just got oil the other day. I was almost fell on the floor when I saw what the cost was for my furnace. It's just amazing. And it just keeps on going. And I think people are just tired of it. And you're starting to see this in the polls. Now, polls, you know, can say one thing one day and something another, and it depends on the types of question they ask, you know, where the direction of the poll goes. But for the most part, it's kind of a gauge. It's not an exact science, obviously, but it's kind of a gauge of where things are going. And if you're listening to these polls lately, they are very much not in favor of Biden, obviously not in favor of Pelosi. And as I said, this poll shows that you know, a majority of Americans think that if the gas price goes any higher, that he should resign. Now that's a shocking poll in some ways, because you know that says the American people have no confidence in what he's doing, obviously. And of course, you know, they always try to suppress this bad news. But lately, I think that they have been kind of leaking it out because they realize, as I said before, the chickens are coming home to roost, and they're going to have to, you know, jump on one side or the other at some point in time in this fight. And I think it's going to be against Hunter and Biden. It's amazing that this poll found that 60% of the American people want him to resign if the gas prices continue to go up. It's just an amazing poll. So that's all I'm going to have for today, folks, as far as you know, updating you on things. We'll get back into it in the show. I want to do a show where we really dig into this and start talking about the meat of it, especially the Hunter Biden laptop, the laptop from hell, on a future episode of the Talk Show American. So we'll catch you later, folks. Have a great day. Stay safe.
God bless America. Lend that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night. With the light from above. America, America.
Hi, folks. JR here. If you want daily updates on the latest conservative political news, please go to TalkShowAmerica.com and subscribe to our free newsletter. Don't worry, folks. We will never release your email to anyone. If you go up on the blog, folks, you'll see the subscribe button. Just hit that, and it'll take you to a thing where you put your email in, and you'll get daily the Talk Show American, which is going to cover daily events that are happening that we may not be able to cover because we're in between shows. We won't be able to cover them as well. Also, don't forget to visit the Talk Show American on Twitter and Facebook, and follow us there as well. We'd appreciate it. And you can also catch the Talk Show American on Net Talk America, our conservative news and commentary online station that streams 24 hours a day, folks, at nettalkamerica.com. Plenty of good conservative shows on there as well. Besides the Talk Show American, there's the Captain's America, there's the Kyle Warren Show, there's the Conservative Commandos, Audrey Russo's Real Talk, Kevin Jackson's radio show. Plenty of shows out there to listen to. So give it a listen. Check it out, nettalkamerica.com as well. We appreciate it, folks. Thank you. Have a great day.